Now this update from the Canadian Press. BC Health Minister Adrian Dix says the province is activating its pandemic plan to deal with the novel coronavirus and to protect its population, health workers, and the health system. The plan is ready to operate under an outbreak that lasts up to 4 months. The federal government is providing an additional $20 million on top of an early $7 million towards research of COVID-19. Conservative leadership candidate Peter MacKay says it was, quote, a little raw to call current leader Andrew Scheer's socially conservative values a stinking albatross during the last election. MacKay made the albatross remark in reference to how questions about same-sex marriage and abortion followed Scheer throughout the campaign. And Toronto's police chief is asking for the public's help in identifying the suspects who grabbed a 14-year-old boy this week, leading to an Amber Alert. Mark Saunders says no arrests have yet been made in the boy's abduction, which police believe was retribution for a massive cocaine heist allegedly executed by the teen's stepbrother. The boy was found last night in the city of Brampton, Ontario, and was reunited with his family after being checked out at hospital. From the Canadian Press, I'm Lori Paris.
All right, let's check in with the hawk weather. Okay, tomorrow, hey man, they're saying it's getting a little bit warmer than it has been. 5 degrees, nothing but sun on Saturday. For Sunday, they're saying a high of 9 and sunny. Let's hold them to that, folks. Tonight, getting down a little -8, chance a little bit more flurry action, but it's going to be just light, you know what I mean? Right now, downtown Hamilton, 1 degree. Hey, no wind chill. Must be just wet out there, hey folks. Sarah on the way. We're going to talk about music, we're going to talk about shows, all those fun things. You're going to love all of it, I'm telling you right now. You're going to dig it. Right now, my flying machine, in this house, on Steel City Music.
Affection, two of us already left alone, and sure we might want to just leave for a vacation, but we return, it's what we built here is all. In this house, build a perfect imperfection. When we cry and we tangle up the view, we pull them roads that we are paving for the future. Still we know what we built here is home. And though we both will exit to our separate doors, we've never seen before. Only this change, but we will find a new equation. Stand in line to buy some time. Expression back and forth is a language that we use. We have no mind for sleight of hand or misdirection. Still we love what we do here. It's home. And though we both bless it to our separate doors, we've never seen before what we are seeing. For me this change, but we will find a new equation. Stand in line to buy some time.
My flying machine right there in this house. Gunnar here, Steel City Music, a little bit after 5 o'clock, and you're hanging out with me on The Hawk. And joining me right now, one of the hardest working people in Hamilton, Ontario right now. You have 9 jobs that you have to fulfill in an average of a 40-week work period, but you've taken on 9 separate jobs. And each of them contain about 90,000 hours, and everyone thinks whatever you have when you're working with them is the most important thing that has to be done at that particular moment. Yeah. And you've had a cough and a sickness since you were 4 as a result of this.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how it's playing out for us right now. Sarah Jessica Rintjima.
Rintjima.
Rintjima, which is how the Dutch say it now?
The Dutch
Richma?
Say Rintjima.
Rintjima.
There we go.
Yeah. And as I was saying off mic, I hate my last name because it's just so average. That's why when I see names, I'm like, well, how come I can't get a name like that? But last time you and I chatted, I reached out to you, and I think it was like you sent me an email, blah, 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 something about music. And I actually said, do you write music? And last time I was here, or you were here, we were talking about your blog, and you have a blog, and you're a graduate of the Mohawk student Mohawk Journalism Program, correct? And so you've taken an interest in writing, that sort of thing, and you have your blog up, and you're working all around Hamilton in different jobs, and you've been covering stuff and seeing music, and I've been telling people about you, how they should approach you and go, hey, come see my band, hey, here's my music, and all those other fun things, for everything from photography, I believe, and also writing.
Yeah, the full package.
Yeah, you've been doing all of that stuff. So welcome back to the show, and the last time I was here, I think I said in front of our mutual acquaintance, buddy, pal, Juliana.
Yes.
That you were going to come back on the show, that sort of thing. So.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen her.
No.
Dropped off the planet.
She's been, you know, I'd say just as busy as me, but yeah. I'm sure she'd love to come on at some point.
Well, I know, but she was like doing something. Like she's teaching vocal lessons now and doing all the different shows. So there you go. 3 artists that you sent me links to. One of which was. It was a co-creation between LT and Woolly Mantis show.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, where did that happen? And tell us about it.
What day was that?
There we go. You better haul out your phone there, buddy.
Pulling out my calendar right now.
Yeah.
That was February 7th.
So way back when?
A month ago. Yeah.
So tell me about the show.
So that was at Mills. I do not remember who opened. I don't remember who opened. And then there was Woolly and then LT.
Right.
And that was, I mean, both of those bands bring such a huge crowd and such a passionate crowd that it was really fun. It was, the place was full and they always bring a great show. So
Those shows shut down around like 11 o'clock, so then you can, you know, split, take off afterwards.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah. So you went and you checked out the show. Are they going to be coming up as a feature on the blog at all, or are you going to have an opportunity to talk to them?
Woolly, yes. LT is already all over my blog.
You did the other stuff in that. So when are you going to plan on talking to Woolly Mantis at all?
It's just about planning dates right now. I think we're both pretty congested with work right now. So,
I like how you use the apropos term.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're pretty congested.
In every way, honestly.
In every way, I'm going to spin some tracks from them right now.
Yeah.
So this is one of these highly recommended things from you. Okay. All right. See Through Your Eyes right now here on Steel City Music from Woolly Mantis. Maybe. No. Oh, come on. Is this really, really... Is this what we're doing? Okay. Is this the type of people we are? That's right. Now we're okay. See Through Your Eyes. Woolly Mantis right now on Steel City Music.
Thank you. just to the other side is what you provide, a space for you and me to hide. Messages from the earth that have been lost, denied, once by him, once by you.
17 right now, Gunner here, a little bit of See Through Your Eyes from Woolly Mantis right there for you. And my buddy Sarah is here, and we're talking about music, and she checked them out with LT the Monk.
Yeah.
And what's the connection with LT? Woolly Mantis still currently going to school here at Mohawk College?
No, so they're all graduated. I believe all the boys in LT are still in college right now, but the Woolly boys are graduated. So actually, they have a new saxophonist, Alex Bedherney, and he is in school right now. But they're all Mohawk talent.
Right. You also covered Royal Seas. You went and saw that show as well.
Yeah,
I never had an opportunity to go down and see that. I was talking to Joe from the band. We did a pre-recorded interview, and it came out really well. He's a very super nice and really good band. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, I don't know if you notice this about when you do interviews or not. Sometimes when you're not doing the interview and just chatting, that's when all the stuff opens up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when I was talking to Joe, he's like, oh, you know, like, he was very nervous about it. And he said he didn't do a lot of, he's not very good at promotion, he said, admittedly. And he said, I'm like, oh, no worries, don't worry about it. We'll just talk on the phone and record it and everything.
Right.
Once I stopped recording, we're chatting about other things. He's like, he just opened up. He's like, I heard that you were friends with the Killjoys and blah, blah. I bought Chili's bass. And then he starts going on about all these types of music. He goes, also, my kids are in the band, and blah, blah. And it just keeps going on. I'm like, why wouldn't you mention that you have children in your own band?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I didn't want to sound like the Partridge Family. I'm like, oh, okay.
I get that.
But but it was great music. So how was the show?
Yeah. Great. Yeah, they're really cool. I've seen them twice.
Really?
They're cool. Yeah. My connection there is with Frantic Lullabies, and they're also Mohawk talent.
Right.
So those boys are all graduated. I actually lived with like half of them for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in my student house.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have nightmares about student housing?
I mean, I'm in student housing right now.
Still,
so
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You still have the current
nightmares.
Nightmares,
yes.
About that, yeah. The no sleep.
Definitely.
The smell.
The vermin and, you know, all that.
And we're just talking about your roommates. We're not talking about some of the people that are in there. Yeah, I always laugh about that stuff when I see people roll in and everything. When they, you know, when they're late for class, they come in here and you're just like going, have you done the sniff test today? And you know what the sniff test is. Like, you know, you wake up late, you're like going,
yeah.
Like, yep. Oh, okay, wait. Yeah. Oh, that is me.
That's student life.
Yeah, right there. We'll spin a couple tracks right now. Fountain of Red from the album. Also some Clear Destination for it right now here on Steel City Music.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air. We'll be right back.
little bit of Three Fountain of Red right there for you from Three Fountain Red from Royal Seas. It's Gunnar at Steel City Music. It's The Hawk. My buddy Sarah's here, and she checked out some shows, and she's also a writer and a photographer, and she has Sarah's Hotspot. It's her blog. And if you go there, sarahhotspot.com, you'll see some articles that she's written for The Inlet, also Captain Wildchild, LT, The Monk, that sort of thing, and some other stuff as well. So, and you're getting more and more articles, offers, and writing, that sort of thing. So that's kind of the reason why I want you on the air here, is so people will know more about you. Okay. But also, you went to this show when your friend's band opened up.
Mm-hmm.
People that you lived with.
Yes.
Right.
Frantic Lullabies.
Frantic Lullabies. And I don't know. I've lived with musicians before.
Definitely an eclectic bunch.
Students and musicians.
Yeah.
How disgusting was it? Like, just be honest, Sarah. Like, you don't have to, like, sugarcoat it. Just say, Gunnar, it was awful.
It got a little gross.
Like, how gross? Like, what's your scale of gross? Because everyone has a different scale of gross when
right.
it comes to, like, living with roommates.
Right.
Was there...
A lot of hair.
Oh, but that goes with everything, though.
Yeah, I mean, when certain people have a lot of hair...
Right.
...then it gets everywhere.
Like in the bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
What about like food? Constant food lying around the house?
I definitely say dishes. Yeah. There's a lot of dishes.
So how did you control the washing of the dishes and putting away anything? What did you guys do?
I mean, I think we cleaned our own.
Right.
You know, sometimes, you know, it would pile up from... I don't think it ever got terribly bad. But there were certain times when there were piles or the sink was full and it was like
so the Frantic Lullabies great. Guys don't really do dishes.
Not too often, but they do clean up after a bit.
Yeah. They do.
Yes, they do.
With some prodding on your end or your other roommates, yeah?
I haven't called a mother before, so maybe a bit of prodding on my end.
Really? That kind of makes sense. Though. Mm-hmm. There you go. So they opened up the show for Royal Seas when
yes.
they did the thing, yeah.
yeah.
So you're like still in contact with everybody now.
Oh, yeah. They're all my buddies. They're
okay.
great. Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe they should swing by and do your dishes once now they don't
maybe.
Living with them. Insomnia right now here, singles and EPs, Frantic Lullabies.
My teeth no longer chip. Ever since I gave up sleep, a small price to pay, I'd say my conscience is clear. Yet I still find myself awake. Whatever drug I could have found to help me put my head down, I've tried. Believe me, I've tried them all. The concentration of my own efforts wreak fatigue and eagerness. Cotton mouth strikes me at my core.
That's a nice track for people who don't do dishes. I'll tell you that right now. It is 5:38 right now, my friends. You're holding on for dear life over there. I guess if people are listening, she's had a cold since she was four. We think. We're not sure. We're trying to figure this out.
I've been sick my whole life.
She's been sick her whole life. It's Sarah. She has a blog called sarahshotspot.com. Go check it out. Interviews musicians, photography, and all that other fun things. And you've been doing all these various jobs and blah, 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 and you just can't seem to shake this.
Nope. It's holding on for dear life.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a trooper, buddy. So we're just going to do this last one here, and then you can go to your other nine jobs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just what I want.
Just what you want. Cassidy Taylor in Cassidy Cummins and Hannah McFarland. Tell me about the show.
Yeah, so that was really cool. That was at Doors. Right. Yeah, so three, like, country folk acts. Yeah, really cool. Cassidy Taylor, I met for the first time, but I've known her forever. Right. You know, her band is made up of a bunch of the LT boys.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've known of her and seen her around, you know, follow each other on Instagram, but I've never met her. But she was, you know, a sweetheart when I met her and very talented. And then next was Cassie Cummings. She's a really good friend of mine. Yeah, crazy talented. She's working on releasing some music very soon. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Hannah McFarland, probably the newest act. So she's also, yeah, she's doing a lot of covers right now, country covers.
Okay.
Yeah, really great. You know, one of her first shows that she's played with her band. And, yeah, you know, three really cool, like, country acts.
So it's a good build to it all complemented one another.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And place holds 30 people, so it must have been nice and intimate.
Yeah, it was nice.
Now, were they just doing, like, acoustic, or did they have, like, a backing band?
So Cassidy Taylor did an acoustic, and then Cassidy Cummings and Hannah both had their bands with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you take any pictures or anything like that?
I did. Yeah. So those will be coming up on my blog and my Instagram.
Awesome. So. Okay, so tell us quickly, what else are you working on right now, writing-wise?
Yeah, so I am working on a profile for Revive the Rose, which are a Niagara band. So I recently talked to them and took photos for them at Catherine North Studios, where they recorded their EP. Or most of their EP, at least. Yeah, so really funny guys. Met them through a mutual friend. They were looking for somebody to, take some photos and write about them and do some promotion for when they were recording. So, yeah, so I did that. I'm working on that right now. And then I'm also working on a piece for the city of Hamilton. So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good for you, buddy. Well, thanks you for taking the time to come in here. And what track are we going to spin? Lucky from Cassidy Taylor. And best of luck to you.
Awesome.
How do we follow you on Instagram and all the other stuff?
So my Instagram is the other period Sarah Jessica.
Okay.
So I have to put that period in there. That's my Instagram. And then my blog is sarahshotspot.com. You know, there's my emails linked in there, or, you know, DM me, any kind of thing. You know, feel free to reach out.
Cool. Thanks, man. Here's Lucky from Cassidy Taylor on Steel City Music.
Am I dreaming? Everything is happening so fast. What is this feeling? Something is happening and I want it to. What are you waiting for?
5:45 right now. Gunner here taking us into the top of the hour, and I'm ending the show at 6. I got to get out of here myself. I got to go work at a bar, and I'm just starting the night shift at a Starbucks, and then I have to roll burritos for 42 hours straight. And then I got to do some writing, and I think I'm getting sick. And I'm changing my name. Gunner Rajitma. Something like that. Taking you to the top of the hour. Have yourself a good little weekend. Check out all the clubs. Go out. Never mind all this slush. You can do this. Stretch your legs. Go to a movie. Go see some art. Go say hello to your friends. Go to a bar. Just go do something. Don't sit at home. Have a good weekend.
Speaks and no one tries.